Hi, this is Christopher, and this is Finding Japan episode 17, another cell phone episode.
Hey everybody, what's up? This is Chris. I'm currently walking to Asakusa after having my hair cut at QB House yet again, and I must say, this time they did an incredible job. They gave me like this sort of new wave, kind of almost mohawkish look, and I haven't shaved in like 5 days, so I look like I should be in some new wave band. It's kind of cool. But anyway, speaking of bands and music and all that stuff, I'm on my way to Asakusa to try and find some headphones, since I haven't really appreciated listening to music in full fidelity since I arrived in Japan. I've been using those open-ear headphones that you guys saw when I did the bike ride episode, and I have some in-ears too, but they're just they're a little overbearing for everyday use, so I am going to go look for some like cans, you know, some DJ cans. So I figured they'd go pretty well with this haircut. Today is raining quite a bit, actually, and you guys are going to walk with me as I walk through the streets of Asakusa here to look for some headphones, and I'll sort of describe what I'm seeing as I go along. Right now I'm in a big plaza area right in front of Matsuya, which is a multi-level department store. If I don't find anything, I will end up going there, I think, as a last resort. But there is a map here. Some of these side streets have lots of interesting stores, though, so I think I'm going to go there instead first. Today is, it's absolutely, I can't say that it's really nice out, but I have to admit, I like rainy days. So I'm out with my umbrella and sort of cruising around. There's not as many people out now because of the rain and everything, which I really like. So it makes walking around the streets and everything so much easier, so much easier. Earlier today, I went to Denny's to go check that out. I thought I would go get a bunch of pancakes. But in reality, the Denny's here doesn't serve pancakes. Well, that's actually a lie. They do, but it's a dessert type thing. And but I did manage to get French toast, and I took a couple snapshots of the menu. It's kind of weird, though, because, you know, in these restaurants that have come over from America, you'll find that they'll play, like, American radio in the restaurant itself, and everything but the food is American. It's really bizarre. It's almost as if they've taken the place, all the kitsch that surrounds that type of place, and they've made it into a Japanese restaurant. So that is definitely the case for Denny's as well. There were very few things Americans would find appealing on a Sunday morning that was in that menu. But nonetheless, I did find the French toast, and it was incredible. It was so good. So that was something good to have. I've just crossed the street now. I'm in front of Kentucky Fried Chicken. I kind of laugh every time I see this place because there's a Starbucks. I'm going to go there. I kind of laugh every time I see Kentucky Fried Chicken because my class had done quite a bit of casework on KFC in Japan for our business degree, and there's quite a bit to learn about local responsiveness when it comes to opening restaurants overseas. Hold on a second. So Asakusa has quite a bit of covered market area. That's why I'm coming out here. And I just had to close up my umbrella real quick. I'm going to go in the covered market area and see what I can find. The reason why I wanted to go to Starbucks is because the first week I arrived in Japan, I bought a children's book. And in that children's book, there are some great stories to help develop vocabulary, etc. And in reading just the first page of this book, I've already developed my vocabulary quite a bit. And now after reading it again, I'm able to remember the vocabulary that even now I can't remember. So I'm finding that reading these children's books is a real good way to build up your vocabulary. I will post a picture and perhaps insert some audio here later about what the book is. So if you're learning Japanese and you're interested, you can also pick it up. Also, the book comes as a series, so I'm only on the first book, and I've only gone through the first page, but I'm hoping that'll encourage me to keep learning as we go along here. Anyway, I'm now walking through one of those covered markets in Osaka, and there has to be, on average, about a quarter of these stores are handbag stores or backpack stores. I'm looking now, and they're not all that expensive, but it seems as though that's the thing to buy out here. Clothing and bags and everything else. Maybe I could find a nice Japanese coffee shop instead of Starbucks, I think I'll go there instead. I don't know if I could deal with Starbucks right now. Nothing better than to go read a book at a coffee store on a rainy day. There's a police officer walking someone as if he were arrested or something. Coffee. Kuraun. Oh, Crown Coffee. Huh. I'm going to take a picture of this place. Hold on. I'm preparing to do the coffee episode with my friend Fred, who came to Japan with me before. So I've been taking photos of various coffee places and experiences, so we're going to catalog them all and kind of talk about them. But this place I just walked by, Coffee Crown, has, it looks like very cheap coffee, and they have pancakes. Man, I should have just came up here. Here's another one. There's a coffee, oh my God, this place is full of places that have pancakes and coffee. I totally went to the wrong place today. Hold on, let me take a picture of this one, too. Man, if this keeps up, this is going to be kind of crazy. I'm thinking, I'm actually sort of having a flashback, too, thinking back to my time with Fred here. I think one of the first nights we arrived, we actually went up to Osaka to go eat dinner at this place. And I think this is the area we were in because we just walked by, a store that had a bunch of alcohol in it, and it looks really familiar. I think that's where I bought my bottle of the Honshu that I had bought when I was there before. But anyway, to get back to these coffee shops, yeah, there's a ton. And I guess the lesson is just explore more, and you end up finding things that you haven't seen before. See here, tons and tons of clothing stores. There's a guy taking notes, a police officer talking to a different guy. This is crazy. I don't know what's going on here. Okay, now I'm walking into an area that has a row of different types of markets. That's sort of open air, and it leads up to Sensoji, which is one of the bigger temples here in Osaka. I think it's the only one, actually. So I kind of had to jet through there, because that part's not covered. I'm in Shinaka Avenue. Shinaka Avenue. Looking around here, seeing what else. There's a cleaning product store. Ooh, I should go in there, because I need something to clean our floor with. Have to do that on the way back. I don't feel like carrying that right now. There's a person making like stone roasted, what looks like large potato chips, kind of like halfway between a pancake and a potato chip. Here is a magazine store, followed by a kimono store, and a dress store, and a jewelry store, and another bag store, of course, and another kimono store, and a clothing store, You get the picture? What else here? You're going to hear someone in a second. They're trying to sell bags. Golden Week's not over. Still doing all the Golden Week specials. It's funny. I think they jack the prices and then give a Golden Week discount. English staffs are available there. That's good to know. Though I actually prefer going to places where I don't have an English-speaking person there to help me. It sort of forces me. The interesting thing about going to QB House is I explained to the guy right when I walked in is that my Japanese isn't very good, so I'll try my best to describe what I needed, what sort of haircut I needed, you know, in Japanese, and he understood, so. I used to say, if you can order food and ask for directions in Japanese, then I think you're okay, but I think I'm going to amend that and say, if you can order food, ask for directions, and describe what kind of haircut you need, then you can survive. Because at least then you don't have to walk around looking like a hippie or a terrorist. So I'm starting to look like a terrorist. I need to shave. Here's a fan store. And this store right here only sells belts. That's it. Nothing else. All right. It's going to hit a spot here where it's going to rain, so I'm going to put the phone in for a second. Oh, wow. It still keeps recording. That's pretty cool. I wonder how it sounds when it's closed, when the clamshell's closed. I have to see how that works, because that might be a good way to do some sound seeing tours. Though I don't think it works very well for headphones because it's not in stereo when you do it that way through the cell phone here. In fact, it probably sounds pretty terrible. So this is one of the first days I've been able to actually talk without coughing my brains out. This morning I was coughing an incredible amount. It was out of control. This is another shoe store here. This place sells... I have no idea what that is. Oh, come in outside. Alright, well, I'm going to get off the phone here. I want to explore. And hopefully I will catch up with you guys later. Alright.
Well, that's it for this episode, everybody. Sorry for the sporadic and random nature, but I figured you would enjoy listening to me just sort of muse about nothing while cruising the streets of Asakusa. So, hope you enjoyed it, and the cell phone stuff really doesn't sound all that bad, so I think I will end up doing some more of this in the future. So, again, hope you all had a great weekend, and have a great week coming up, and I'll catch up with you guys soon. Take care. Bye.